Hi, I'm Kempt, the destroyer of all things. Seriously. So, I'm not sure how many of you I've talked to about this, maybe just a few people, but a few weeks ago, my MacBook Pro, late 2011, decided to die. Now, it's actually just graphic cards issues. And the thing is, with the graphics card for MacBooks, it's embedded in the logic board. So if I were to get the damaged graphics card fixed, I'd just have to get a full logic board replacement, and that's what I got done. The thing is, I was really scared that it would basically cost me an arm and a leg, but it actually didn't cost me anything. The original price would have been $726, and since I was still covered, I was like, okay, I don't have to pay anything, that's great. So yeah, $726 was, you know, gone. I didn't need to even think about it. But the thing is, it was fixed, right? And then a week later, while I was at a call with someone as well, it started glitching up again. And it went all fuzzy with like lines across the screen, and like the image would like go distorted, and I was just freaking out because it had just been a week, like literally a week, since I had it fixed. And it wasn't just like a minor fix; it was a full logic board replacement. So you'd think that would be fine, but it wasn't. And I even like filmed it on my phone, so you know, evidence, because you know you always need evidence. I'm very bad with technology. But yeah, so I booked into the Genius Bar again. Okay, just a minute. Who calls their like tech support group people the Genius Bar? Isn't that kind of, I don't know, pretentious? Oh, then again, it's Apple. So But yeah, and funny thing is, okay, it's not that funny. I say funny thing, but I never really mean something funny. The person that I saw this time was the exact same person as last time. His name is Daniel. I'm pretty sure I'm taller than him, which is really interesting because I'm not really that tall. Nah, actually, I'm like 5'5", almost 5'6". Okay, 5'5", 5'6" on a good day. If I'm really lucky, maybe it's just 5'5" and a half. Do you guys do halves? Like half? Yeah, you guys do halves, which is weird. I'm so used to centimeters. But, yeah, and he didn't recognize me because obviously he goes through a lot of people and I recognized him and he's like, oh, I'm sorry for not recognizing you. But I recognized, like he said, I recognized the sticker on your MacBook and it was Jake the dog from Adventure Time. And I'm like, yeah, sorry, Jake the dog. Recognize. Okay, I didn't, yeah, I was just like, no, it's okay. You see a lot of people, I'm fine. Like you don't need to remember me. I'm insignificant. And yeah. And he was quite surprised to see me back again because, well, we fixed it. Apparently we fixed it, you know. But yeah, so the diagnostic test took forever. Then there were a few stress tests and like these Google Chrome tests for the graphics card, which was just like some really fancy videos with some images rendering like crazy shit, and it was interesting, and then it killed my MacBook, and he's like, okay, let's see what's wrong with it, and it took forever, and yeah, so I have to send it off again, I have to find out what's wrong with it, and I just don't know. I just want something that works, you know? I've had this MacBook since, I think, I got it for my birthday in 2011. So it's old, I get it, but, like, it's supposed to last a while, you know? Like, longer a while, not just a while, short while, but a longer while. I just want something that works, because honestly, right now, because I'm on break, it's not too bad, but when I get back to studying and stuff like that, I kind of need something, you know, to work with and work on. So I'm really hoping that everything turns out okay, and if not, they'll just give me a new MacBook. Because that's great for business. I don't know what they'll do, to be honest. Ideally, I'd get a new MacBook. Fancy. I don't think they'll do that. I'd like them to reimburse something, but at least, I guess, subsidize another purchase. I'm honestly not against switching to, like, a PC. Switching all the way back to Windows, because I'm so tired of MacBooks dying. Actually, I'm not that tired. I mean, okay, to be fair, like, late 2011, 12, 13, 14, like, so like 3 years. 3 years isn't bad. I mean, I wish it would last a bit longer, but wait, 11, 12, 13, 14, okay, like 3 years, almost, okay, 3 years and a half. But yeah, so actually I have a friend that says the MacBooks have an expiry date that's like 3 years after purchase. And I'm just like, that's not that inspiring. I actually told that to the dude, Daniel, the genius bar Apple person. Apple person. And he's like, oh no, are you kidding me? And he's like, oh, I have a MacBook from like 2007. And I'm just thinking in my head, you work at an Apple store. Why haven't you replaced that? Why would you use a MacBook from 2007? Why? You have so much else you could use and you're using that. I don't know. This has been a very productive ramble. Can you even call rambles productive? I feel like I've said a lot of things and, like, you know, in such a short amount of time. And alright, I'm actually recording this on my phone, so I actually don't know how this is gonna sound. I should have probably started off with that, like, hi guys, I'm recording from my phone. Yeah, I don't know. I've lost it. Can't wait to get it back. Back. Mm-hmm. Yep. And so, yeah. Wow, it's been like over 7 minutes. I've rambled about my adventures to the Apple Store for 7 minutes. Wow. I'm so technologically challenged, guys. What do I do? I'm living in the 21st century with, like, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just gonna... Okay. So, let's go. Yeah, alright. Bye.